Moncrief on News Talk.
Over 30,000 people crammed into Daly Mount Park to watch Ireland take on the sporting might of the Soviet Union. Gerry Farrell is club historian with Bohemians. We'll be hosting an event commemorating that game tonight in Mono's Bar in Daly Mount. Afternoon, Gerry.
Hi, Sean. How's it going?
To put it into kind of footballing context, how small was Ireland at the time and how huge was the Soviet Union at the time?
Well, you got to look at it this way. This was a European Championship qualifier. We'd played the Soviet Union twice before. We'd lost both games. Soviet Union were runners-up in the previous European Championship in 72, so we'd never beaten them. We were coming on a very bad run of form. The late 60s was not, early 70s was not a good time for Irish football. But John Giles would come in as player-manager. He was still, he was only 34 at the time, and this was his first competitive game. There'd been a few friendlies before this, a tour of South America, which is a bit controversial in its own right. A couple of defeats to Brazil and Uruguay, but respectable defeats, they were good sides. But we came into this very much as underdogs. You were talking about the rumble in the jungle there. To use the boxing parlance, we were definitely the underdogs. We weren't the favourites in this game, but we kind of surprised everyone, I think.
And this was a Euro qualifier, was it?
That's right. So to qualify for the 76 European Championships, and I suppose, Sean, people would remember Euro 88. That was only an 8-team tournament. 76 was similar as well. It was famously won by Czechoslovakia, the Panenka penalty in a shootout there. And it was basically to try and qualify for that tournament. And we were in a qualifying group with ourselves, Switzerland, Turkey and the Soviet Union. And the Soviet Union would have been obviously favourites to progress from that group. Only one team out of the four got there.
Yeah. Now, it was the Soviet Union, not just Russia. Where did the players come from? What countries?
Yeah, so I suppose if you look at the match programme, it's funny because it says Ireland versus Russia. When, if you look at it, it was a very multicultural team. Actually, the away match in this tournament was played in Kiev a couple of months later in 1975. Huh. And the entire starting 11 were Dynamo Kiev players. Huh. But if you look at it, you have plenty of players from Moscow, but I think there's in the team that played in Daly Mount Park, there was five Dynamo Kiev players, and one of the guys who came on was actually from a team in Tashkent, which is in modern-day Uzbekistan. So you had a mix. They certainly weren't all Russian players. If anything, there's probably more Ukrainian players, and as I say, a guy who was playing his club football in Uzbekistan at the time.
But they had, you know, a couple of 100 million people to choose their team from, I suppose. We didn't have that. So, as the man said to George Best, how did it go wrong for the USSR?
Well, Sean, things went wrong for the USSR, but they went very right for Ireland, and it wasn't really any failing on their part. It was just Ireland were really, really good. We had a very strong team. I mean, Giles was still centre midfield. He was partnered by Mick Martin, who was at Man United at the time. Reminded him, United fans, they were actually in the second division at the time. So we had two Man United players, Paddy Roach and Mick Martin, who were playing in the second division. They got promoted later that year. And we had a very young 18-year-old lad making his debut called Liam Brady, who I think went on to have a pretty okay career after that. So we had a very good team. We had Don Given, centre forward, who had a fantastic day. Joe Kinnear, who was the star at right back, who had kept an eye on Oleg Blokhin, who was the kind of star player for the USSR. I just say Oleg Blokhin would go on to win the 1975 Ballon d'Or award. Obviously, it's been in the news this week. And, you know, he was part of a team, but Dynamo Kiev, that won the Cup Winners' Cup in 75, which was a big deal. So this is a very strong Soviet Union side. But Ireland start really well. We get an early goal from a Kinnear cross, and it's headed in by Don Givens. We go two up before half-time. And then there's a bit of a kerfuffle at a corner. Terry Mancini, the Arsenal centre-half, gets into a bit of bother with one of the USSR players, a guy called Vladimir Kaplichny. And they basically get into a bit of a brawl. There's a bit of a digging match. They both get sent off. Both teams are down to 10 men. Mick Martin goes in as a kind of auxiliary centre-half. And in the second half, the Soviet Union kind of come back into it. They have some good chances. Paddy Roach has a good game and goal for Ireland. And then it's really a nice, well-worked set-piece move, a great Giles free kick. And Don Givens scores his hat-trick. And he's the first man to score a hat-trick for Ireland in, at that stage, over 30 years, going back to Paddy Moore.
Wow. Now, was it a huge deal at the time? Because I must admit, it's the first time I've ever heard of it. I mean, they have plays and stage shows about Munster beating the All Blacks, but Ireland beating the Soviet Union 3-0 is, you know, barely remembered.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's 50 years on now, but it was a big deal at the time. You got to remember, this is a Wednesday afternoon kickoff. So this is 3 o'clock on a Wednesday, so people would have to leave work early to get to a game there. And it was, as I say, over 30,000, some reports say 35,000 a Daily Mount, which, you know, anyone who's been to Dedham Park, even when there was full four-sided ground, that's fairly packed. I know I've spoke to a lot of people who've been at the game, especially when they were young kids, and they remember not seeing an awful lot of the game because it was so tightly wedged and things like that. But it was a huge deal at the time, and if you read the newspaper reports at the time, there's a lot of talk about this is a big comeback for Ireland. We're finally proud of being a football nation again after 5 or 6 years of poor results. Daily Mount got its roar back, as they say. So it was a huge deal at the time, and there was an awful lot of optimism because Giles had come in as a player manager, obviously one of our best ever players, but he had kind of turned things around and looked very unlucky not to qualify from that tournament group.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, because we had some great wins. We got a 4-0 win against Turkey. Don Given scored 4 goals in that game. Again, the only Irish player to do that, apart from Paddy Moore back in 1934 against Belgium. So, I mean, you know, a very successful qualifying campaign, but as I say, only one team went to the Euros. It was only an 8-team competition, and we missed out by a single point.
Gerry, thanks for talking to us today. That was Gerry Farrell, and Gerry will be in Amano's Bar in Dalemount today from 7 o'clock for that event.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.